Got any music?
What kind of crap is this?
Wow. Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia.
Punk music generally, that is hardcore punk, is characterized by its speed. It has a lot of fuzz, as musicians call it, cranked into the music. It's high volume, high speed, usually monotone volumes of vocals, characterized by protest-type lyrics.
You're just a fan. No, she's just a friend. I can't do anything without being yelled at.
Punk rock. The noisy, brash, in-your-face rock and roll spin that took the world by storm in the 1970s and 80s, predominantly in the UK and the US. But what if I told you that punk's best-kept secret is that the genre's origins came not from the streets of LA or the alleys of London or even the corners of New York, rather the coastal South American country of Peru? And the band that is rumored to have started it all? Los Psychos, the original Peruvian proto-punk band. Los Psychos is still relatively unknown to most of the music world, but in Spanish-speaking countries, especially their native Peru, the band holds a legendary status with the community. With a particularly grungy sound for a 60s band, Los Psychos was way ahead of the curve of what you'd usually expect from artists of the time. They were so far ahead of the game that the British punk movement happened approximately 13 years after Los Psychos debuted. In the mid-1960s, where the Beatles and Bob Dylan were at the top of the charts, Los Psychos was already implementing their songs with the aggressive vocals, intense energy, and the dissonance that is a staple of punk. The band took the country by storm, playing festivals, radio contracts, and even a highly regarded Peruvian music award show. But Los Psychos' tenure would end sooner than most punk bands began even existing. The band stopped playing in 1966, but their contributions to the punk rock world still shines through. As band member Edwin Flores stated in an interview, "Nobody invented the wheel. We were obviously building off what others had already done." So now you know it wasn't the Ramones or the Sex Pistols that invented punk. It was a short-lived, small, Peruvian proto-punk band that started the punk wave. Let's dive a little deeper into the very niche subgenre where artists like Los Psychos are still relatively unknown and underrepresented. This is Chicano punk. The first time the word punk rock showed up in American culture, it was a 1971 edition of Cream magazine. Legendary rock writer David Marsh traveled to Flint, Michigan to see the smash hit band ? And the Mysterians. Their big song, 96 Tears, hit number one on the top 100 Billboard chart and took the US by storm. The sharp organ riff, rough and gritty vocal track, and low fidelity production with the sci-fi sound make it a safe candidate for the first punk rock song ever. If you just listen to it with our knowledge of what punk is today, I sound crazy saying that this group of Mexican immigrant kids who live in Michigan were the first band to be labeled as punk. After David Marsh saw ? And the Mysterians, he enthusiastically went back to Cream's office and benchmarked the band in punk history by coining the term punk rock. He described the band in his article saying, "It was crazed and beautiful and even angry. ? Had an edge to him on stage that not many performers had. It was not as simple as it sounded, but it sounded real simple. It was not pretentious, and it wasn't afraid to embarrass itself," said Marsh. After punk rock was officially coined, the 70s movement of classic punk took the Americas and the UK by storm. But still, the influence that the Hispanic and South American cultures had on punk were as prevalent as ever. Alice Baggs of the Baggs and Ron Reyes of Black Flag were and still are two of the most influential Hispanic musicians in the late 70s punk movement in Southern California. The Baggs were a short-lived band created by Alice Baggs. Only releasing one album as a band, the Baggs still make their mark as a pop culture icon of the late 70s punk movement through their music, but also their fashion aesthetic of Salvation Army dresses over ripped fishnet with Chola-inspired dark eyeliner. Alice Baggs' lead vocals included a primal shriek that became the signature of Hollywood punk. That influence was distinctly felt in the Riot Girl movement of the 90s, with women-led punk acts embracing both femininity and strength while calling out sexism in the industry. Reyes's short time as Black Flag's lead vocalist and his short stints with the band throughout the years quite literally defines the punk rock movement of the 70s. Reyes, born in Puerto Rico, joined Black Flag after living in the church, a run-down Baptist church that was a Hermosa Beach hub for the West Coast early punk rock scene. Black Flag and other punk bands like The Descendants and Red Cross often rented it out for rehearsal and would spend a few weeks at a time living there. Reyes left the band after recording 5 songs on Black Flag's Jealous Again album. The rest of Reyes's history with Black Flag is one of drama. On a 2013 Black Flag reunion tour, Reyes was kicked off stage mid-performance in Australia, never to play or associate with Black Flag again. The last Chicano punk band of the classic punk era is the Zeros. The Zeros are often referred to as the Mexican Ramones, even though they were actually Mexican-American. But although not as popular, they, with the Ramones, created a form of punk that was fundamentally danceable and charmingly melodic. While the Zeros often took influence from 1950s rock and roll, their sound was more reminiscent of Mexican boleros. As much as the Baggs helped usher in the hardcore punk scene, the Zeros laid a foundation for new wave and pop punk. They are fun, they're danceable, and their melodies are, in their own way, quite exquisite. Because my heart is cold. As punk transitioned from the 1970s experimental and hardcore stylistic qualities, punk fragmented into different scenes and subgenres like anarcho-punk, hardcore, and the pop punk of the 80s, and the girl punk and ska punk bands of the 90s. The modern era of punk has brought artists like Ceci Bastada of Tijuana No and Generación Suicida as some of the new faces of Chicano punk and Latin rock music. This has been Chicano Punk on the Subgenrepedia. I'm Alex Neal, and I hope you were able to enjoy this lesser-known subgenre of punk. Maybe you learned something new or found a new favorite genre. Either way, there is always more to discover. I'll see you next time on the Subgenrepedia. Adios!